This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And definitely live tonight, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I had one of those cathartic moments starting yesterday. Let me explain. I had to go out and I had to run a couple of errands, and it was at about 2 p.m. Eastern time, which the show airs at, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So I have a 4-hour window in which to do things. And so I'm driving back, and something begins to happen with the car. This is not something I expected to happen with the car. The car is a 2014 Ford Escape. Pretty decent service record. It's nothing great. And at the same time, it's not like a Toyota or something like that, but it has a very good service record. And it stopped. It was jumping in and out of gear, which is very disconcerting when you're going up and down a hill. And finally, it just quit pulling all together. So I pulled off of the main channel and pulled into a little side road, and I began to wait. I called my son, and I asked him to come pick us up in the other car. And he went and got in the other car, and it would not crank either. Now, and we'll get to the cathartic point in just a minute. So here I am. I've got two electronics issues going on, and neither car is going to run. So I had to facilitate a tow truck to pick up the Ford because it had to go to a dealership, because everything with a car today goes to the dealership, right? You just can't work on it on your own. And I was thinking about my 74 Camaro I had when I was a senior in high school, and I could work on everything on that car. Anything that went wrong, and if I couldn't work on it, it's probably because I didn't have the tools, but I could look at it and figure it out, because back then it was a physical universe. And if you'll notice, one of the things that is interesting is they'll tell you today that if you had a car made prior to a certain date, which I don't know what it is, but when everything was mechanical, and an EMP were to pop, well, your car's still going to run. Versus today's much more modern and comfortable cars. So I was out till very late last night waiting on that tow truck to finally show up. I had to use, I used my insurance company's roadside service, and I got the car picked up. And the germ of something began to gestate in my brain about this whole incident. Now, of course, I was out there, and we weren't really marooned. We were never anywhere where there was no people, and I was armed. So that was working. I had that going for me. So segue to today. Now, for years, James Yeager at Tactical Responses wanted me to come and take one of his classes. And for years, I wanted to be one of his alumni. But for years, I've had physical issues. I mean, when I met him, I was obese, and he agreed with me today, and that's fine. I don't mind him agreeing with me, because it is true. But we were talking today, and he told me that it was just down to me coming and doing it. And so I'm looking at June going to do it. And we'll see where that goes. I think Rob Morse may be going with me as well. But we'll, like I said, that's neither here nor there. I got to thinking about all of this and what he had told me, and while he didn't mean for it to be profound, what he's doing is basically challenging me to come out there and to execute, which I know that well. We have gotten way And I do mean way too. My phone, my smartphone, my iPhone, I have the little pocket application that works with your, for my insurance company, which I could supposedly call the tow truck with that. Of course, that didn't work. I'm trying to call my insurance company on their 1-800 number. Of course, that didn't work. All of these things that are supposed to make us so, so far advanced today, none of them were actually working when I really needed them to work. Now, I could, of course, buy the latest music on my phone. I could get directions turn by turn, but when it came down to the moment where I really needed some help, well, the phone wasn't working. And the one person I could call that would come and help us, that car wasn't working either. And it was another electrical issue. So what have we become? What have I become? Are we so dependent now on electronics and everything? Is the only thing in my life that is not electronic that I can depend on, is it my weapons? Is that what it is? So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to this is going to be, because finding a car that is old enough for me to be able to work on it, finding one that's in shape that will last me a while, that's going to be sort of hard. And I mean, you're going to be talking a major expenditure of a big capital investment, because one of those cars today will nickel and dime you to death. I tried to run one myself. But what have I allowed myself to become that I'm so dependent on an application or a gadget, which is, you know, a mobile phone is nothing, is little more than a gadget, really, truly. And I cannot begin to tell you, I'm sitting there and, you know, I wasn't flabbergasted that the car broke down. You know, it's 4 years old. It's got nearly 100,000 miles on it. It had high mileage on it when I bought it. It was a fleet car. And I'm almost certain that what's going on with it has nothing to do physically with the transmission. I think it has to do with some sensor or something needing to be reflashed or something. So, having said that, and you know, the bad part about that is that there was nothing, there is no way that when something like that goes wrong, that I can fix it on the side of the road. There's no set of tools out there that will prepare me, unless I have one of those diagnostic setups. And where would you put that? Where would that go? So I looked at that, and I think for this year, I think my training, both the exercise part of it and the shooting part of it, I think we're going to take it to another level. I think we're going to see how far we can take it, because James was asking me about, how old are you? What's this? What's that? I mean, how'd this happen? How'd that happen? And I was telling him this, and he was correct the whole way through. He was correct the whole way through. And we'll see. We'll see. But I look at this, and I see now a challenge for me. And this is a challenge for me to overcome one last thing that has been in the way since the heart attack. And I have to overcome it too, which is this cold weather breathing issue that I seem to have. That's got to go. I have to ascend to a level of fitness that is constant and is year-round. And I also... I also need to change my insurance to include rental car reimbursement, because I found out yesterday I didn't have that either. It's amazing what goes through your mind when you're hanging out and you're just doing something, and then something as simple as a 5-minute road trip just car breaks down, and you get to thinking, what's the meaning of my life? Not quite. It wasn't quite that deep, but you get what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are coming to you from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Now, I just did a little traveling, you know, and on my way back to the East Coast, when I left Las Vegas, which in Nevada, if you carry a gun to Nevada and your concealed carry permit is not allowed in Nevada, then you can carry, anybody can carry in the open, legally. So you can carry a gun to Nevada, declare the gun. When you land, Nevada is okay.
They're a good state to fly to. The problem was that when we lifted off, we went to Los Angeles, and now I've gone from Nevada, to California, which is a state completely dominated by Democrats. Now, I did not carry a gun. The biggest reason I didn't carry a gun was because I don't think I could have carried it at SHOT Show. And since I spent most of my time at SHOT Show, the idea of leaving the gun in the hotel room was sort of stupid to me. So I just didn't carry a gun because I barely spent any time there at all. So let's talk about traveling with a gun. Now, this past January, a Colorado teacher was traveling in New York. I want to go to New York. Stephen D'Andrilli owes me a Kobe beef steak, so I want to go to New York. But I won't be carrying a gun. Okay? Now, this teacher, I won't be carrying a gun because I know the laws, the way it's going to be applied in New York. Okay? And by the way, just so everybody knows, I flew Southwest. Now, this teacher coming out of Colorado goes to New York. She was arrested by local authorities at the airport in Albany as she declared her legally owned and correctly packaged for travel pistol in check package to Southwest Airlines for her trip home. Now, TSA is not going to get you for that. TSA only enforces federal law, so they don't care. Local authorities enforcing state law, at least their interpretation of it, made the arrest after Southwest Airlines turned her in. And this is just the latest in an endless series of arrests by state authorities in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California, with a K, and all of hapless out-of-state gun owners who made the mistake of trying to fly out of Albany or JFK or, any manner of airports in these leftist-controlled states who voluntarily report their guns to local police, naively thinking they are in compliance with local law. In some of these states, if you're traveling and you just have empty magazines, you can be arrested. Then it becomes more, it can be empty, but it could be like a 15-round magazine. Oh, you desperado. Now, many writers are emphasizing that when you travel to certain places, you have to know the law. That is not really, that is barely any protection at all. Knowing the law is probably impossible because when you read the law or the regulation or the guideline or the rule, you will still not know how, where, by whom, or even if the law is enforced. So, you have to know the agenda. That's what you have to know going in, and here's the agenda. In any state dominated by Democrats, like New York, gun owners, local and out of state, are going to be mercilessly harassed. They're going to be thrown in jail at every opportunity, and it's going to be based on the most feeble of excuses. Cynical Democrats have already done the math, and they figured out you're not going to vote for them as a gun owner. So they have nothing to lose if they single you out for punishment. That's their long-standing agenda. Seeing an innocent person rot in jail doesn't concern them any more than it concerns Madura down in Venezuela. So, if you're going to carry a gun, which you have to decide whether you got to go to the location more importantly or carry a gun wherever you go. That becomes the toss-up question. But if you do travel out of state, you need to maintain a low profile. Don't talk about guns with anyone, which I don't know how that's going to work with Stephen, because if I'm in New York, Stephen has permits and everything out the wazoo in New York City, so he can talk about it. I just have to go, So don't volunteer information about yourself or your business. Don't answer questions that aren't asked. Don't approach police and ask about local gun law. Don't fly out of airports that are based in these havens, if you will, these leftist havens. Don't enter any building or attraction where they are wanding the entrance. Keep anything that can be identified as a weapon discreetly out of sight and out of conversation. While you're doing all of that, while you're being gunless, okay, Stay away from crowds, particularly events with political overtones, and don't be out late at night. Conduct business during the daylight hours. You have to do two things. You have to swing both ways on this one. And remember that a leftist politician, including most Democrats, want all of us forcibly disarmed. So when they get in positions of political power, they predictably use persecution and harassment to enforce that agenda, regardless of what the law supposedly says. And don't expect protection from the courts. And don't expect to get out there and throw the Constitution in everybody's face, because they're already flouting it. They're already going against it. When they rule, and make no mistake, they mean to rule, that fix is in. I thought real serious. I was thinking really serious. I'll just carry a gun, because I have said many times, I'm never going to carry a gun. I'm not going to go anywhere where there are no guns allowed. And then I went to a... I go to an event which is gun-free, which is SHOT Show. And I saw nobody carrying guns in there. And I saw lots of people. The only guys that I know that were probably carrying guns are the guys that have badges. And they were carrying guns, but not everybody has a badge. I mean, and that's not the easiest thing to get in the United States today. It is not, it is far easier just to get a permit than it is to get a badge of any sort. Because I tried. And, it didn't work out, so. But when you're going to travel, and I mean, I looked at things like, when I travel to Dallas, I'm going to have two suitcases. They're going to be checked. And I'm going to have a backpack. There'll be two backpacks on it. My wife will have one. And we'll check the two suitcases. Gun will be in one. Ammunition will be in another. Ammunition can be stored in the magazines. It doesn't have to be out of the magazines. But the magazines and the gun cannot be stored in the same suitcase, I do not think. I'm not going to go that route. So I will probably carry. You know, I don't even know what I will carry. It depends on what I have at the time. But when I go to Dallas, I will be carrying a gun, because NRA at least is in a gun-free zone. So there you have it. Be careful when you travel. Find out the agenda and adjust accordingly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. So right now, the Washington Post is saying that Trump wants to honor the military with a parade, which the Trump haters inform us is the worst thing that ever was, because it's Trump who wants to honor the military with a parade. The very day that the Democrats decided they should make fun of Trump's physical disqualification for military service. That very day they were pretending to think not serving is bad that morning. The donkeys also decided they needed to spaz out about honoring the troops. Every time you see one of these things, you should think of the sound that is created when the Democrats step on a rake and the handle comes up and hits them right between the eyes. It's sort of a whap sound. That should be what you're thinking. Is a parade a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it an irrelevant idea? It's a hilarious idea, because when this idea erupted on social media, it was absolutely certain that the leftists would immediately take a position that required them to say, no, we should not, totally not honor our troops. Pause. Whap. I'm sure they've got plenty of nuance to that position. My favorite is their newfound concern about spending. But at the end of the day, the message is clear. Trump wants to honor the troops, and the Democrats don't. Whap. And Trump does this to them all the time. The president's quarters have to be echoing with laughter every night after another day of the Beltway bubble boys and girls dancing to the Donald's tune as he strums his harp from hell. And by leveraging the tweets and the leaks and the off-the-cuff statements, no one has ever owned the mainstream media like Trump. Those Democrat court reporters hate him, to be sure. But when he says jump, they say hello. Whap. The trees in Imbroglio was another glorious liberal cluster fark. And I said fark. He gleefully giggles as he uses that word, and within seconds there's a Hiroshima of huffiness. See, this isn't presidential. You don't just say treason. in the wake of PDT using the very same word that tens of thousands of leftist idiots in their Friedrichshain piles had spent the last 18 months tossing about promiscuously, the Bill Clinton and Mazatlan on spring break. So for a couple of days, we were treated to that delicious spectacle of the left arguing that, no, we're not traitors. But name one Trump supporter who, in the wake of years of a year of listening to fevered fantasies about Russians and Hitler reborn and all the rest, gave one millionth of a rip that the Dems were tearing their thinning gray hair out over Trump joking about treason. I'll give you a hint. Not one. And for those of us still fuming about how the leftists play kissy face with legit traitor Jane Fonda, you fussy fakers are going to have to show us a lot more than that to move the needle on the give a shift meter. Every day they seem intent on stepping on a new rake. The new bill comes out and the Democrats promise that those of us not already dead from Trump pulling us out of the Paris climate change grift, we're going to be dead from getting more money back in the paycheck. Whap. Because working folks keeping their own money is bad for a Democrat prospect. Then a bunch of companies started giving bonuses to their employees, which the Dems also put them down. Whap. Because money not to spend by Uncle Sucker doesn't count, or something or other. Then Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on gibbering, announces again and again that a grand is just crumbs. This is a very sharp whap, followed by a thud. And thanks very much for reminding us why everyone hates the San Francisco limo leftists, their Richie Witch. With a powerful midterm message like we intend to repeal the tax reform bill that gave you normals a few more bucks and more illegal aliens or you're racist, they are a shoo-in to hold their house seats in Manhattan, Marin County, and Chicago. Wasn't there a blue wave coming? I don't know. Then there was the early February stock market stutter, where a short-term correction sent the Dow plunging to depths not seen since last December. Now, when America stopped winning for a moment, the CNN gang were ecstatic. Sort of expected them, sort of expected the panels to break out the Marlboros and start cuddling. But Tater Stelter and the rest of them, they had to contend with a 500-plus point rebound the day after the big dip, and they did so by changing the subject. But that damage was done. When you crow about how it dropped about a net 1,500 points over three trading sessions, it only highlights how the Dow rose about 7,000 points since Inauguration Day. And then there is DACA, the ultimate rope-a-dope, where Trump has maneuvered the left into being the ones who are stopping these illegal aliens from getting amnesty because they don't want to give in on border control measures everyone who is not some pinko doofus wants. So go ahead, checky boy, shut down the government again and again, and all for the benefit of the law-breaking foreigners. Step on that rake. You know you want to, Chuck, you do. Oh, and simmer in outrage at how Trump tweeted his condolences to the family of Edwin Jackson of the Colts after some illegal alien who should not have been here got hammered and killed him. You see, Trump is a problem for telling the truth. Not the illegal aliens who are killing Americans. So let's have that talk, leftists. Keep telling normal Americans they're bigots for complaining about having to bury their brothers and their sisters and their fathers and their mothers and their kids. That topic is not hilarious like your stupid strategies, but it demonstrates the undeniable fact. And the undeniable fact is that Trump owns you. He has your pink slips. He holds your strings. You dance to his tune. Your unreasoning hate, not just of Trump, but of the normal Americans that he champions, and your burning desire to take power, the power that you have lost, that's blinded you completely to the truth. It's also made you deaf to the coherent, which is why so much of what you say sounds insane to a normal American. And that's why everyone else you say, or everything else that you say, is drowned out by the whap sounds every time you step on one of Mr. Trump's rakes. Now, you notice with this football player that was killed, this is a young man at the height of his physical power,
playing a game and getting paid well to do it. He might have been one of the kneelers for all we know. He gets killed. The president gives his condolences to the family. He doesn't get out there and say, was your son one of those commies that kneeled? No, he just says, I am sorry for your loss. See, that's the difference between the left and conservatives. Conservatives see something sorrowful and they say, I'm sorry. They don't condition it. They don't get out there on Twitter and say, well, there's another kneeler that died. They don't say anything about that. They just pass on their condolences. And in the meantime, do you know how many, can you imagine the impact? You know, the rake, the end of the rake is a big fat handle. And when it slams you in the middle of your head after it's come up at, what, a 90-degree angle, and it's gathering speed, and it's at its fastest when it collides between your eyes, can you imagine how bad that hurts? I'm sorry, leftists. I'm sorry you keep stepping on the rake. So, bear that in mind as you go forward, because your messaging, well, I'm excited by it anyway. I'm happy that you're going that way. I don't know who is listening to you and thinks it's a smoking hot idea, anything that you want to do, but you please continue that way. Shut down the government, you know, love the illegals, call bonuses crumbs, step on the rake. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, the reason that many of us have opted to carry a firearm is so we won't get shot ourselves by a criminal trying to enforce his will upon us. So if someone comes in with a gun and threatens people's lives, we don't want to just sit there and be powerless and wait our turn. We don't want to have to live with the knowledge that we could have done something but didn't because we like the appropriate tool to do the, you know, do something about it. But we also know what will happen if we're forced to shoot. Someone is going to claim we shouldn't have. Someone will try and claim we didn't do things right. Take, for example, the case of a now-dead armed robbery suspect in North Carolina. This is rather old news. I just haven't really... It just keeps getting more and more ridiculous. The parents are angry that their son was shot and killed by an employee. They don't believe the full story has been released to the public. And Ms. Harrison believes there's some kind of conspiracy surrounding the fact that a Pizza Hut employee chose to carry a concealed gun while working in a retail operation that's open late into the night. She can't fathom why someone who's working for a living would violate his employer's policy by packing while on the job. Harrison thinks there was something more going on here. Her son had worked for that particular Pizza Hut in the past and was no doubt a model employee. She said her son was shot in the head, and she thinks the shooting may have even been personal, citing past conflicts that Grace Jr. had with other employees at the restaurant. This wasn't a body shot. This was a head shot. My son was shot in the left side of his head just behind his ear. A head shot is personal. And, you know, besides, no one has the right to use deadly force to defend themselves against or other innocents during the commission of a crime. We can't have people shooting armed robbers who threaten them. Only police officers should have that right. Ms. Hairston said if there was to be a death, it was not the place of the employee at Pizza Hut. That is a place of law enforcement. Because we all know that the police are always able to be at the scene of every crime right when they're needed the most. We also know that everybody, whenever time... isn't that like... Haven't I been hearing about how the cops are racist? So it's okay for the racists. I mean, let's get our terminology right here. You can't be a racist and be an Avenger at the same time. You can't be both. Now, all of what I just told you coming from her mouth is standard operating procedure after some criminal is killed committing a crime. Invariably, they begin to lash out and claim the shooter was out of line. Perhaps the most famous example was the cousin of Trevon Johnson, who was shot and killed after breaking into a woman's home, who famously said, "You have to understand, how are you going to get his money to have clothes to go to school? You have to look at it from his point of view." No, we do not. No, we do not. It's also important to understand why that person, you know. Listen, I get that people are upset when their loved one is dead. I get that. I also get the frustration that they are dead because of the actions of another human being who apparently won't be punished. I get that. But it's also important to understand why that person isn't going to be punished. Self-defense is a basic human right. No one is required to accept being hurt by a criminal, which means they get to fight back. And sometimes the good guys are better or faster and better than the bad guys. And we get a case like this one, and it's clear that Harrison is talking out of her third point of contact. A headshot is not personal. It is difficult. It is not personal. At that range, people can get headshots all day long, though. But in the real world, things change. Now, if you're going to shoot somebody in self-defense, the whole purpose of shooting somebody, let's all say it together, is to de-animate them, to stop them from moving and being proactive in their task, which in this case was robbing people and pointing guns at them. So when you de-animate somebody, sometimes that means you shoot them where it's not going to look good in an open casket funeral. And that's about as plain as I can put it. Deanimation is the goal. You can shoot somebody. I mean, there's all kinds of instances where somebody has been shot in the heart, and they're still animated, and they're still upright and operating. There have been instances where people have been shot and paralyzed from the waist down, and they go down still firing because they can still hang on to their gun. So deanimation is the goal. So at this range, this headshot, you know, you've got a bunch of adrenaline running through your veins. Your hands are shaking. The target's moving. That makes that kind of a shot very difficult, even at that range. And I'd be willing to bet that the headshot wasn't personal. It was probably accidental. The shooter may well have aimed from center mass and missed and just got the center part of it correct and just been running high. And that happens. And it wouldn't happen if somebody's little darling wasn't going out and holding places up. And then you have the parents, like Mrs. Harris. And you know what? My heart goes out to her. There's never going to be any closure for you, ma'am. I'm real sorry about that. But you're looking for someone to blame other than your punk son who decided that armed robbery was a viable career move. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter. You want someone to blame for your poor parenting. I get that. But you have to understand this. There's a few things we can do to teach our children, right? We can teach our children the right way to do things. But at the same time, you don't need to get out there and ever blame this. I remember this case where somebody was saying, well, the only way for him to have money to buy his clothes for school and have money for school is to be a home invader. I hate to tell you this, but that is not the same thing as being a bag boy. Now, I'm sure being a bag boy has its own. I've been a bag boy. I mean, there was one time where I almost got backed up by a car. Yeah. So, it has its. There are moments that can be considered life-threatening as a bag boy. Not nearly as many as if you're a home invader or a smash-and-grab robber. With those, one of the occupational hazards is that you're going to run up against a police officer who is going to engage you, or you're going to run up against, I don't know, shall we say, you're going to run up against a armed citizen who's not going to feel the need to take what you got going on. Yeah. So bear all of that in mind, people. If you have, and listen, if you're not teaching your children not to do bad things, don't come to me or talk about anybody else saying this should have been a gun-free zone. Because no matter how you may feel about it, yes, I'm a parent. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. And if my children take a path that is self-destructive, I will regret it in ways I can't even begin to tell you about. But I will also have to live with it because there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing. So all that has to be also taken into consideration. Because that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But I am getting really tired of these family members that are out there. And, well, just, you know, blaming the victim. If he hadn't had a gun, he didn't need to shoot him. He didn't need to get out of the car. He should have just stayed on the porch. I mean, they say this about police, too. So, there you have it. I just see these articles like this, and I sit back and I'm like, is, you know, it's one thing to have a lot of gall and a lot of audacity, but this is not what this is. This is something else altogether. This is projecting blame, which they shouldn't be doing. They own it. Your child, your darling, obviously your value set. I don't know, you know, I don't know the situation about it. I didn't ask for it to be that way. So you get to own it. I am sorry as I can be about that. There's no closure for your loss. Sorry about it. That is an occupational hazard if you're going to try to hurt people. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.